Short Lecture, Skill 2. Market Clearing Price. Listen to part of a lecture in an economics class and answer the question. All right, while we're on the topic of economics, let's talk about another term called market clearing price. I know it may sound difficult, but it is actually pretty straightforward. As a matter of fact, it simply means equilibrium, or when a market is clear of shortage and surplus. If we were to use a market graph, the market clearing price is found at the point where the demand curve and the supply curve meet. I am sure you feel that this is over your head, but I will try my best to simplify it. To start off with, I will talk about price. Real prices of different commodities, such as gold, oil, and gas, depend very much on how much they are in demand and how much is available or in supply. The relationship between supply and demand cannot be made independently by suppliers and consumers. Instead, a free market allows prices to move towards equilibrium or market clearing prices. This situation sounds too perfect, doesn't it? Well, it is. So let's add in some other factors to the mix. Let's suppose that the government, or worse, an underground mob, fixes prices by force. This would negatively affect our free market scenario and would result in supply surpluses or shortages. A surplus occurs when prices are set too high and there is extra supply of something, like unemployment, which is simply an excess supply of labor. On the other hand, shortages can occur when prices are set too low and there is a limited amount of supply. Now, to recap our topic, let's get back to the relationship between suppliers and consumers. Suppliers always want higher prices, and consumers, like you and I, would like lower prices. The price that we, as consumers, are willing or able to pay for a certain amount of a commodity, and the price that suppliers are willing or able to sell that amount for, is the market clearing price, or equilibrium. What can be inferred from the professor?